Hello and welcome to another Blue Toon podcast, your weekly unofficial podcast dedicated to all things Peterhead FC. I'm Colin Byers and with me as usual is Martin Smith. Martin, welcome along.
Thank you very much.
Good week so far?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Can't complain. Right, so Saturday, Scottish Cup game.
Yes.
Big Scottish Cup tie, drawn away from home to Raith Rovers. All in all, I think we can sit here and scratch our head and think, how did we not win that? Because we totally battered them doing that, didn't we?
Absolutely. It's one of them games, you're wondering at the final whistle how we haven't at least managed to get a draw and try and get a replay out of that. We, as you said, we battered them from start to finish.
Well, we'll try and figure out how far it went wrong. But there was the three changes. Two was enforced. Scott Brown and Stevenson out injured. Lyle dropped out as well. Then we saw Smith, Armour and Ferguson coming in. So we reverted back to what we believe was either a 4-1-4-1 or a 4-4-1-1 with McAllister up front on his own. Better changes, I think, this time round, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. When the team came out, I was quite excited for especially the four up top. Obviously, throughout the game, they linked up pretty well off McAllister. So, no, when the team came out, I was quite excited with
it. It appeared to be a bit more attacking than it was in other games. Now, having been down there twice already and come away with an aggregate loss, if you like, of 7-1, it would be very easy for the players to kind of go down there and think they were beaten already. But that wasn't the case. And right from the kickoff, they were creating chances.
Yeah, we said last week it's maybe one of them games where it's almost like a free hit. And I think that's the impression I got right for the word go. They were going to go down there, they were going to try and attack. We've maybe been too open in previous occasions. Yet again, although we've conceded early, but even though we conceded early, I still got the impression that we're going to try and make an impact in the game. And as you said, we created quite a number of chances throughout.
Right for the off, Armour had a chance. Conroy had a free kick. It's one of those we spoke before, and Jim had said in previous weeks that luck, the rub of the green, isn't he been with us? That free kick, he's done absolutely everything right. 6 inches to the other side, it goes in off the post. It's just one of that kind of things that hasn't been gone for us this season.
No, there's been a couple of occasions where a refereeing decision or a chance, like you said, a couple of inches either side, and would have scored, and we're unlucky.
But he seems to be finding his range a little bit, because he's played about 3 games on the trot now, and he's finding his range with his free kicks. He had a couple of long-range efforts as well on Saturday, so, and he's hitting the target now, whereas previously those free kicks were being ballooned over the bar, or his long-range efforts were over the back of the stand and things like that. So again what we said before about Gary Fraser, game time for these guys are a must.
Yeah, he's gotten a little bit of confidence as well, the fact that he's starting games and playing more regularly, so that gives him the confidence, and he's playing better, and we're seeing that in the pitch.
And he's playing in a central role again, which I think probably suits him better than the wide left. So we'll come to the refereeing decisions later, because I think we could possibly ramble on a good bit about that. But the Raith goal came from, as it has been for most of this season, a mistake. Ball was given away twice in midfield and then in the defence. And that's the kind of thing you can't be doing against teams like Raith.
No, they will punish any chance that they get the opportunity to attack, they will. It was a good cross, as we said, an even better finish. He's put it back, because you're taught as a kid, back to where the ball's coming from. Fleming's, he's never getting that. I think you can maybe put two keepers in there. It's a really good header, good finish, but like you said, it's come down our right side. It's been a little bit of a potential weak area in recent weeks. Although we've been getting results, it is an area that does cause a little bit of concern for me.
But the goal, obviously, even though that there was possession was given up quite easily, the amount of men that Raith got forward in a so quick just shows you that how quick they can counter-attack. Maybe these full-time teams are a bit more quicker off the mark, fitter maybe, because we're a bit exposed And that's resulted in their goal.
Yeah, I think if the boy had scored, had it, I think there was someone at the back of him as well. Like you said, they've got guys flooding forward. I think in the end there was about five.
Boyle had two men on him and he didn't get which one to pick up, really.
So we did struggle, like you said, the full-time teams are maybe just a little bit more switched on, that they've got the energy to get forward.
But after that, I mean, as previous weeks, we probably would have capitulated a little bit, conceding more and more, but I think that was pretty much their half. That was it. That was the only shot, really, they had on target. And from then on, it was chance after chance for Peterhead to get back into the game. So it was very much a different kind of performance from previous occasions. And even in the first half, you could hear how unhappy the home fans were, because they maybe were expecting to be another easy game for them.
Yeah, in previous times, as you said at the start, we've shipped quite a few goals in there. I think the Rafe supporters, maybe even the Rafe team, felt that because they'd got the first goal that they were going to score maybe 3 and 4 like they have on previous occasions. I think they had one more shot in the first half. It was from a throw-in, the right-footed effort that went wide. Other than that, they didn't really appear to do much in the game. It was all Peterhead. They didn't create much after that. I was quite comfortable. No. I felt we were comfortable in the game. Defensively.
For most of the game, it was pretty comfortable. Armour did have a great chance in the first half. He's probably done everything right, bar score. The keeper's made a complete hash of the clearance. He's got an empty goal. He's lobbed it over and it's just gone wide. Again, just a rub of the green. Even if he miss hits it, he probably scores.
Yeah, like you say, if he swaffed it, he probably did. I think he could try that 100 times and 99 times you put in the back of the net.
Right. Even if there was a guy on the line, he probably still would have scored. So you just want someone like that just to go in. And again, but he's got the confidence to take it on first time as well, which we should be.
Delighted with that.
And he was there to pick up the pieces as well, because in that attack, McAllister and himself, Armour and Smith were all in and around there. So again, it's previous weeks, maybe weren't getting enough people forward.
I think for Armour on that occasion, it's quite cute playing the fact that he's trying to dink over. How many times do you see a player maybe running onto it and just blasting it, and it's going right into the stand, or it's off a defender, off a keeper, and you think, oh, if only you'd had a little bit more composure. He's done the composure side, in my opinion. He's trying to dink the keeper, a smart effort, just really unlucky that it's gone wide.
Second half was pretty much the same thing. It was all one-way traffic. Wraith had one chance, I think, early on. And then the rest of the time, it was just a bombardment of chances at the other end. Much like we talked about, I think it was a Dumbarton game, where we battered them. We've done the same there. And they've just got so many blocks in, so many tackles in. It's just baffling as to how we're having to put the ball in the net.
Yeah, we're unlucky. I don't think they got the rub of the green, but their players just seem to be in the right place at the right time for the blocks. I think Wraith can count themselves really lucky, actually, to be through to the next round.
Yeah, and even at the end, when they did win, you could hear a few boos and whistles from the home fans. They're through, but they weren't happy with the performance. And to his credit, the manager, John McGlynn, at the end, in his press conference, he was very open and honest. With his assessment, said that Peterhead were the better team and probably should have gone through.
Yeah,
and it's the kind of thing that you would expect from a guy of John's character. I think he is honest. He's an old school kind of guy. That's the fit you're going to get. Fair.
Yeah, it just shows you how disappointed he was with his team's performance. Although they're through, he's not happy with it.
If you haven't seen what he said, we've shared it on our social media, so you can have a look at it there. We'll probably share it again tonight or tomorrow. It is worth listening to. It is a good assessment of the game.
Very honest report.
Very honest. So we'll go into... Well, there was a late chance as well. It was a corner. Everybody was up. Fleming was up. A flick on it in the near post, it goes just wide.
I think you've seen with the reaction of the players as well. I think there's three or four at the end with their in their hands.
They knew it was the last chance. But again, it's one of those, if he doesn't get too much contact on it, he maybe goes in or it flicks onto somebody else and drops in and scramble in. We were maybe clutching at straws a wee bit there. But
I was actually quite pleased, although we've gone a goal down in recent times down there, we've sort of capitulated, and it was good to see, although we have conceded, we still attacked and pushed players forward and created numerous chances. Yeah. And another day, you get something for that game.
I mean, if you didn't concede early there, and the Wraith fans weren't happy, but they would probably be even more unhappy as the game progressed. It was 0-0.
It started to turn.
Yeah. Even more so. Speaking of it turning, the referee, right? Two big chances for a penalty in the first half. Both in the first half,
and they're both penalties.
We'll call it straight away. So the first one, Armour gets played through. He nicks the ball past the keeper. Keeper takes him out. It's a penalty every day of the week.
Regardless of if he's facing away from goal or not, the keeper's just absolutely clattered him, took him out. He's got the ball first, as you said. Referee's looking right at it. How he isn't given a penalty, I'll never know.
I can't even think of any reason why he would think it wasn't. Because Armour's not going to go down there having nicked the ball and going around about him because he's got an empty net. Surely he'd be then wanting to just tap the bar in, get a goal. There's no reason why he shouldn't be going down. It's clear as day, he's taking him out.
But it's even more annoying, the referee's looking right at it. He can clearly see it, so I generally have no idea why.
He's only 10 yards away from it. He kind of just baffled as to what he was thinking there. Second one, again, Armour was involved. Good play from Smith to pick him out for the cross. He's hit a shot. The defender's going in to block it. He's actually maybe going too far ahead, and the ball's coming off his arm as he slid in. Big appeal from Smith and Armour again. But again, it's come off his hand. It's a clear penalty.
Yeah, well, as you said, it's a clear penalty. Again, I'm scratching my head wondering why the referee's not giving it. I think it does come off, is it his chest or his ribs or something, then on his hand. Regardless of that, he's basically on the ball and handling eyes, catch the ball sort of on the deck. So yeah, another penalty in my opinion.
Yeah, I think Jim said in his press off, he's almost scooped it. I wouldn't say he scooped it, but he certainly he's played it with his hand. The big telltale sign that it probably was a penalty was that the defender immediately stands up and starts tapping at his ribs to make it sound, oh, it hurt my ribs. Well, maybe it did, but it definitely hurt your hands.
Which means
the
stick on was a penalty.
Aye, he definitely knew it was a penalty and he got away with one. Again, we keep saying it, but these are the kind of things that's not going for us at the moment, and these are the kind of things that are going to pile up as the season progresses. They always say that they even themselves over the season, we're still waiting.
We're going to have a good second half of the season then.
We're going to have a really good second half, right. But that the second one in particular, it came from a long ball which was flicked on by McAllister. Now, McAllister got a really good flick on. And at that point, Smith and Armour both were running off him, which was said previously that hasn't been happening because there hasn't been that sort of attacking element, maybe, or those that are willing to run off McAllister, if it's McAllister or Lyle or whoever it is. So that was a good positive change, and we've seen not just those two, but Leach was doing it as well.
Yeah, we've made an observation the last couple of weeks. If you've got McAllister and Lyle, obviously they're in age now. Movement is slightly more restricted, so it was good that McAllister's winning the flick-ons. He'll do that all day long, win headers. And it's good to see Smith, Armour, Leach sort of interchanging up top as well. It's not just they're not rigid in one position. They're linking up. They're winning the flick-ons. And it gives the defenders a lot of problems. I think we did cause Wraith quite a few problems at the back with that link-up off McAllister.
And with Leach playing any sort of preferred number 10 role or midfield role, whatever way you want to put it, he's better there because the previous weeks he's been playing out wide, but he's been wanting to come in, and it then just kind of makes everything a little bit more congested. Whereas now Smith is natural left. Armour's maybe not necessarily a natural wide man, but is willing to stay out wide and get up front as and when needed.
I think you lose something ever so slightly from Jack's game when you play him out wide. Like you said, he wants to come inside. If you play him in that number 10 role just behind any of the strikers, I think, in my opinion, he gives the team that a bit more because he's got that rare range of passing. He can link up well. I prefer him in that role rather than out wide and cutting in. Although he can do both jobs well, prefer him just in behind the striker with his vision and passing.
So overall, it was another brilliant performance. I think Jim, in his press, he said that he sort of compared that to the Clyde game, but he said that was the best 45. He thinks this was probably one of their better performances overall. But we haven't scored. So is the lack of goals as the season progresses going to be a problem?
Potentially, but I'd be more concerned if the performances and the chances weren't being created. I think we're getting into chances that, we're getting in position to create chances, and I'd be more worried if that wasn't happening. So I think goals will come, unfortunately, against Wraith. There has been games this season where you could argue that, again, we've had it in the past. But we're creating chances, and I think it will come.
Is there a need then maybe to look at bringing another striker, or are we just going to stick with what we've got and hope things change? Because it was waiting ages for McAllister to score, and then you got two last week. So are we going to wait another few months before he scores again, or do you think the goals are there?
I think the goals are there. I think we've seen on Saturday Smith, Armour and Leach that the link up well off McAllister. It's maybe something to think about going forward. You know, maybe playing Leach, Armour or Smith up top and McAllister just slightly deeper. And he can hear the link up play with it. I think goals are in the team. We've spoken about that in the past. At this moment in time, I don't think there's a need to bring anyone else in.
We have seen Smith playing up front with McAllister at points as well. So there is that potential there. And these guys, we've said before as well, these guys are good players. They're capable of playing better. Performances have been there recently. It's just getting everything
tying up together.
Get all the jigsaw pieces in together. So maybe goals will come, which you never know, might come in the next game, which is for on Saturday. If we are going to score goals, this is the game to get it.
Yes,
because they are struggling at the moment. They've had a worse run than we were on. They've now lost six in a row since they beat Montrose back in September. They've lost six and they've conceded 15 in those. So they're there for the taking, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Their confidence must be at rock bottom. I think, although we've lost on Saturday, performance was really good. I think we can go down there with a fair bit of confidence, looking to naturally get a positive result. I think this is a game you have got to get 3 points in.
Aye. They're sitting ninth at the moment. Their only goal difference is keeping them off the bottom. They're actually playing tonight against Wraith. So by the time we play them on Saturday, they could potentially be bottom, having lost seven in a row. So even then, the confidence could be even worse. New manager in place as well. Stuart Malcolm has replaced Jim Weir, who left because of personal reasons, health reasons, I think was the official version. His first game was in charge in the Cup on Saturday. They lost that as well to Dumbarton, I think it was. So, yeah, the confidence for them must be rock bottom at the minute.
Yeah, naturally, you would think that would be the case. I hope, from a Peterhead point of view, that our attitude is right. You know, like you said, potentially it could be seven games that Forfar lose if they lose tonight against Wraith. We've got to go down with the right attitude, and they're thinking that you sort of turn up and you win the game. You've got to go and apply yourself throughout the game. We've got to create chances. Keep things tight at the back. Last thing you want to do is give Forfar an early chance. They get a goal. It gives them something to hang on to. We've spoken about that in the past. You know, when we were in our bad period of the season, that we just needed a break to go for us. We don't want to go down there and give Forfar that chance. We want to get down there, positive result, clean sheet, and come out with the 3 points.
The defence seems to be settled, although obviously we had the one change on Saturday. The partnership we said last week, it seems to be working with Hooper and Brown. The midfield, there's so much options in the midfield now, and everybody's fit. It's just that final piece in the jigsaw, getting that goals. So if you can get two or three here,
Gives you the confidence.
Gives you the confidence. And then the following week, we go on to play Stranraer, who are, again, well, they're 10th at the minute. They could be 9th by the time the games come around on Saturday. So it's bottom two teams that we could get, not only get 6 points out of, but we could get a lot of goals as well, get that goal difference back down again.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we also kept clean sheets as well. I think that would be important for the defenders and the goalkeeper, giving them a bit of confidence. I think, obviously, I think if you keep a clean sheet, it gives the whole team confidence. Goal scorer, strikers will prefer the goals, but if we keep clean sheets, as long as we get the win, I'm not fussed if we do actually keep a clean sheet.
Aye, I mean, the work ethic and everything else is there as well, so it's just a case of getting that final piece of the jigsaw. And hopefully that'll be on Saturday. So away from home against Forfar, we would expect nothing less than a high scoring win, maybe.
Not sure about high scoring, but I'll go 2-0.
2-0. I think if we that would probably be a sensible. Sensible pick.
We're not exactly banging in the goals ourselves, no. So I think a 2-0 win would be the ideal result.
But we weren't banging in the goals before when we were going to Clyde, so just what I mentioned, we beat Clyde again, that's all I wanted to do. So you never know, it's just a case of getting that final piece of jigsaw. So I think we'd be quite happy getting away with a win there, and then the following week against Stranraer and get another win there as well. 6 points at the last two games are pretty key.
Yeah, I would think so. And the way that going into the Christmas period in December, you want to go into that period with wins against
Forest. It gives you a little gap between them and us before.
As we can start looking up the table rather than behind us.
The gap getting hot, isn't it getting too far ahead of the playoff places? Because I think that is still a realistic target, even though we've got off to a really slow start. I think the way that results have gone elsewhere, playoff place is still a realistic shout for us. We're obviously not going to go up as champions, but we might, if we get into that playoff, you never know what's going to happen. But that's a long way to go yet. We've 6 months to go before all that kicks in. So, 6 points for the next two games, we'll be happy.
Yes, most definitely.
Definitely. Right, that will be it for us this week. Slightly shorter than normal, but we'll be back next week as usual. And
Speaking
about a win against Forfar and a high-scoring win with lots of goals.
Your prediction for the game, did you go 2-0?
I didn't actually make a pick. I hope he's
going to let that lie. Prediction.
I'll go 3-1.
So no clean sheet.
3-1. Yeah, I wasn't going to go 3-0 because I'd maybe a bit optimistic. 3-1. We'll go with 3-1.
As long as it's a Peterhead win, we'll be happy.
That's what we're needing. Right. So as I was saying, 6 points out of the next two games. We'll be back next week. Speaking about a big win again. And thanks very much for you listening, as always. And your comments and things like that coming through the Facebook. We're hit over 100 likes as well, which is incredible. Maybe not a big number, but it's a lot for us. So thanks for your continued support. And we'll see you all again next week. Thanks very much. Cheers.